And sometimes it can be risky eating seafood. I was in Shandong and I ate seafood. 2 days. For 2 days. Because the seafood was bad. So seafood. I didn't know. Somebody told me afterwards, don't drink beer with seafood. I didn't know. I drank beer. That's right. That's right. So I don't know if it was the beer or the seafood, but something was bad. That's right. So bungee jumping, okay. Seafood and beer, very dangerous. Can you see that? No. Well, it's not medicine, it's Joel. Joel, alcohol. And that's snakes. Do you know snake? So I was in Harbin. This is Harbin. Yeah. And I drank the snake alcohol. Afterwards, my head was... So it's a bit risky drinking strong alcohol. Yeah. And one more little risk I like to take with food. I like very hot food. I was in Sichuan, and I love Sichuan food. I love mala. Yeah, you know the one that burns your lips. But one day, I had some food, and they had a big red pepper. Now, I can eat chili. La jiao, no problem. That big chili, I put it in my mouth. It was like a volcano. Do you know a volcano? Huashan. Huashan. It was like a huashan in my mouth. Yeah. Oh, very painful. Very, very, very painful. Yeah. So even food can be a little bit risky. Okay, nearly finished with my risks. I also like driving. I drove to Chengdu. I drove from Beijing to Chengdu. And then my son came and we drove from Chengdu south. Then we drove to Xi'an. Then we drove to Henan. And then we drove to Beijing. We did 3,000 kilometers. It's a long drive. I like driving my bike. That's good fun. That's good fun. That's me. And that behind there is my son taking the photograph. So I like to drive my motorbike. Can you see that? Yeah, when I was driving to Chengdu, I have a Myan voucher. And suddenly there was a big accident in front of me, lorries crashing. Behind me, lorries crashing. Everywhere, lorries crashing all around me. Very bad, very dangerous. A lot of people were hurt. It was a bad accident. But I wasn't hurt. I was lucky. I was lucky. But driving on the motorway can be risky. Do you drive? Do you drive on the motorway, on the expressway? Very dangerous. Very dangerous. Well, that motorbike... Not very fast, but in England, very fast. I can do 180 kilometers an hour. I like going fast. I go fast, yeah. I was driving in Xinjiang. I didn't drive to Xinjiang. I flew to Xinjiang, and then somebody gave me their car. So I was driving somebody else's car. And we were driving on the road, and suddenly the mountain fell onto the road in front of us. So it can be risky. Yeah, very risky. We were driving and we saw the mountain falling and it fell into the road. So it was a little bit dangerous. But that's good. We've talked about the sentences that you can use. So I want you to think, and now I need you to talk together. Okay? I've done a lot of talking today. Now it's your turn to talk. Okay? Is riding a bike risky? No? Well, is riding a bike a high risk or a low risk? Okay, maybe I think it's both. I think sometimes it's a high risk, sometimes it's a low risk. Why is riding a bike risky? Okay, tell the person next to you, why is riding a bike risky? So, riding a bike is risky because... And look, here are some ideas, some of them. Riding a bike is risky because...
Because if you are the weakest one on the road, when the cars or lorries come across you,
that's right. Bike, lorry,
yeah.
No more bike. That's right.
But sometimes it's safety when you get drunk. The bicycle is much safer.
I don't know, because when I get drunk, I fall off my bike.
But you in most of the situations, you were not seriously hurt.
No, that's true.
With a motorcycle or a car,
that's true.
You can control it by yourself.
And you will hurt other people in a car if you're drunk. Yes. That's right. Okay. Is riding a bike dangerous? Risky?
Risky.
Why?
Because if you fall down from the bike, it may break your...
Well done. You might break your tooth.
Yes.
That's right. You risk your neck. Is riding a bike risky?
Riding a bike, yes.
Why? Why?
Wishima.
You might fall off.
Other
people might crash into you.
Yeah.
That's right. You
people
might.
Seriously.
That's right. You might be seriously injured, or you might break your arm.
Yeah.
Mightn't you?
Maybe you're killed.
Or maybe you will be killed.
Killed
I think I've got.
Car or motor vehicles.
Something might crash into you. That's right. Okay, look. Ready? Look. Riding a bike is dangerous, is risky because you might break your leg. Do you see that? Or riding a bike is risky because something might crash into you. So, that's right. So, practice your sentences. Okay, last one. Riding a bike is risky because you might fall off. See there, look? So we can use these to make sentences. Fall off. Fall off is here, look. Fall off. Fall off is like that man said there. Sometimes when I ride my bike, if I drink too much baijiu, I fall off my bike. So you can fall off your bike. Is driving a car risky? Why? Why is driving a car risky? Driving a car. Say that again. Say it again. Driving. Well, give me a sentence. So you say driving is risky because. That's right, very risky if you drink wine. Driving, especially on the motorway, is risky because you might be killed or seriously injured. Do you agree? You might be. Here, look. At the top here. Driving a car is risky because you might crash into a lorry. Or a tree, or another car. Or if you're driving in Xinjiang, you might crash into a mountain, because the mountain is in the road. Okay, another one. Is flying in an aeroplane risky? Is that risky? Why? Why is flying in an aeroplane risky? Might what? That a bird. That's right. That's right. Sometimes an aeroplane, a big aeroplane, flies into a little tiny bird. And the aeroplane crashes. So a little bird can make a big aeroplane crash sometimes. But don't worry. It's not going to happen. All right? Flying in an aeroplane, is that high risk or low risk? It's very low. Very low. Yes. Yeah. Playing basketball. Is that risky? Why? Why is playing basketball risky? Is this high risk or low risk? It's quite low risk. But a lot of my students, they break their leg or their fingers or their teeth. Yeah. So that's right. It's not no risk, but it's not high risk. It's low risk, I think. That's right. That's right. That's right. That's true. And he did hurt himself. He hurt his leg, didn't he? That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right. Okay, we'll do one or two more. Playing table tennis. Ping pong. Is that risky? Well, is ping pong, is that risky? But look, in ping pong, you might get hit by the ball. Is that risky? Very low risk. But I'll show you something. Hold on. And you can't see, but this man here, he's hurt himself because he's fallen over. He's probably banged his head on the table. So even ping pong is risky. So everything is risky. But some things are low risk and some things are high risk. All right? Yeah. Yeah. Which is more risky? Motorbike racing? Boxing? Mountain climbing? Which is more risky? Which one? What do you think? Boxing? Is this more risky? Is this more risky? What about this? Or bungee jumping? Which is more risky? Well, as you can see, some sports are more... What goes there? Risky. Than others. That's right. Okay, well, thank you very much, all of you. I have to end it there because we're waiting for the next lecture or seminar, which starts in 10 minutes. So we'll give them time to finish, to set up. I think you all know about bets anyway. You know about the certificate and the exam and the books. But these are the... If you want to improve your English, do you remember we said at the beginning, you can look at the internet, do the exercises on the grammar websites. They're good exercises. Look at CCTV 9. Talk with a foreigner. Read English newspapers and then do a test. And the test will help you judge how good your English is. And these are the dates. For the BET tests this year. And next year. So you can see if you think you're BET level 1 or 2, the test is in October. It's coming up soon. 1 month. Or if you think you're level 3, and if you want to do the test, December. Or if you're not quite ready yet, a bit more practice. You think you want some more practice? You can do the test next year. In May and October. Or in May and December. The register fee? I don't know. I'll try and find out. But I was just about to say, if you want more information, that should tell you the fee. For more information, oh look, sorry about that. Just look here. If you look at the website here, you'll find all the information that you need. Okay, that's it. Thank you very much. It's nice to see you all again.